Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
This is Don Fluckinger, and on the line today we have Rasu Shrestha, MD from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. He's the Vice President of Medical Information Technology and the Division of Radiology Informatics Chief. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely, Don. Pleasure to be here today.
Well, briefly describe what PACS integration means at UPMC, just to give listeners an idea of the scale of the integrations you've been working on.
It means great things for us, primarily because UPMC was the birthplace of Centaur, right? So, which is now the Philips EyeSight PACS solution. So we, over time, have had a lot of experience in making sure that we, you know, we take what was traditionally phone-based radiology to where things are today in terms of digital radiology, and there have been waves of innovation that we've led here in Pittsburgh. So PACS integration means a lot of things. It means, you know, how do we optimize clinical workflow around radiology? How do we ensure that we continue to deliver on the promise of patient-centric imaging? Despite some of the challenges that we have in terms of the siloed ways that we actually have our applications, whether it's PACS and RIS and 3D imaging and reporting and documentation within radiology alone. So PACS integration really has been a continual series of innovations and challenges for us, but we continue to push things forward, and hopefully, you know, things will continue to improve.
Now, are you trying across all UPMC's 20 hospitals and 30 imaging centers, making all images available to all practitioners, or how would you describe the scope of that kind of integration?
So you're right. So we do upwards of 2 million plus procedures a year, just in radiology alone, imaging studies a year, excuse me, and over, you know, like you said, over 20 hospitals, lots of imaging centers, and our focus really has been, you know, across our multiple different disparate systems across the board, how do we ensure that we have the right level of integration as far as the workflow is concerned? How do we ensure that as we continue to, you know, see this push, not just at UPMC, but that we're seeing in the industry around the consolidation of providers, the IDNization of hospitals, as we call it, that we meet the specific needs that are pertinent to clinical workflow within radiology, right? So we're seeing massive modality image expansion, for example. So even in the last couple of years, you know, we've seen maybe upwards of 100 times increase in slice load. We're seeing tremendous data management challenges, you know, with multiple silos of imaging systems popping up left, right, and center. But at the same time, we as an industry are being faced with, you know, specific pressures around efficiency, right? Whether it's around reimbursement cuts, claim denials, time to report pressures, or specific pressures around quality of care, right? Whether it's around full, you know, the need for full patient awareness and the need to quantify value-based metrics, especially with us at UPMC being both the payer and the provider organization. So when it comes to integration, you know, our view is very broad as well as very deep. You know, there are lots of needs that we have that continue to grow over time. So what we've done is, at UPMC, we have a team of individuals that are working tightly with both our payer and our provider side that continue to work with the solutions that we currently have to try to push things in the direction that we need for it to move in as we move towards this, you know, new era of value-based imaging.
Yeah. Well, in general, you know, across U.S. healthcare, why are PACS integrations sometimes so difficult? I mean, by now, shouldn't all all systems be standardized and interoperable?
One would think. you know, there are many areas where we as a community in radiology have really managed to do things better than our counterparts in the rest of the EHR domain. But there are areas where I think, you know, there are opportunities, let's just say, for us to, you know, do better as well. And to be quite honest, right, we as a community in radiology, we again, have been at this for a while now. You know, DICOM has been around for a long, long time. You know, we've been dealing with PACS and the specific needs and challenges around, you know, moving from film to filmless for a long time now. You know, I remember, you know, even back in the early 80s when we were, you know, just talking about in the research realms the specific needs around, you know, what a PACS needs to look like and, you know, how workflow needs to happen and how hanging protocols need to, you know, replicate some of the functionalities that we had in the film-based environment. And I think in many ways, Don, part of the success that we've had with PACS as we move from analog and film to digital and filmless, part of the success that we've had with PACS has resulted in some of the stagnation that we're seeing in the industry today around integration and some of the challenges that we're seeing in the industry today around integration. What I mean by that is, you know, what we tried very hard to do when we, you know, quote-unquote, discovered PACS in the early 80s and we continued to innovate in PACS and RISC and 3D and reporting in all of those specific application-centric quadrants. What we tried very hard to do was we tried to replicate the film-based workflow. We tried very hard to do that. And what we ended up in doing all of that was that we ended up in creating tremendous efficiencies, right? Return of investment, you know, portfolios that really drove PACS to the success that we see today. But we also were very adamant on, and for the right reasons, mind you, on replicating the film-based workflows. So what we have are, we have these disparate silos of information systems today in PACS that very much replicate the way that we used to hang studies, very much replicate the way that we used to read in film-based radiology. And what we've done is we have these add-on solutions with RISC, with 3D, where we have all of these algorithms that pre-process and post-process studies and, you know, nicely display my images in my advanced visualization tools. Then I have other tools that have aided in making me more efficient, like voice recognition. Now, the report turnaround time has dramatically decreased from what was weeks at a time to days to hours and now seconds. Right? So we've added lots and lots of efficiencies, but we're still stuck with the siloed mentality where we have, you know, PACS in their disparate silos, very different from RISC, very different from 3D, very different from reporting. And even within PACS, what we do is we have multiple instances of PACS, especially with, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the IDMization of what's going on in the healthcare industry now. We're ending up with, you know, all these disparate silos that may or may not be talking to each other, and there are lots and lots of inefficiencies. So it's not as slick as it needs to be. I think, you know, when I see challenges, I see them as opportunities. So let's just say that we have tons and tons of opportunities.
What kind of things can go wrong in a PACS integration? And, you know, just imagine somebody at a provider or a radiology center, maybe not quite on the scale of UPMC, but maybe they're trying to hook up two or three or four PACS that don't really talk to each other well. What kind of things can go wrong, and how do you sort of avoid those things in the planning stage, or can you?
Yeah, so there are many things that, you know, could go wrong when you're trying to, you know, look at integrating, say, you know, more than one PACS system together, like this day, right? Because if you break this down to, you know, the specific use cases around who's actually using this, right? You've got radiologists, and you've got clinicians, you've got CIOs, and maybe you have the CMIOs are sort of pushing for this as well. And the radiologist's perspective is, look, today, you know, I'm doing all the detective work. I'm under tremendous pressures for productivity and throughput. And, you know, the system that I have today, with the lack of integration, do not meet my current workflow needs. And then the UI, the user interface, is non-intuitive, or it's not intuitive enough, especially across the entire system. And then, you know, the big challenge when you kind of integrate solutions across the board from a radiologist perspective is, you know, you have to deal with downtimes, with systems that are unreliable, they don't have instant access to, say, relevant priors. Right? And it's a similar story with clinicians, too, who, you know, have to deal with sort of the cumbersome access to relevant images directly from their EMR, and then ordering studies that they know that they need is many times a pain because, you know, we haven't made it efficient enough to them so that, you know, the ACR appropriateness criteria, as an example, is directly integrated into their physician order entry system within their EMRs.
Right.
So, again, you know, the lack of integration speaks, you know, quite strongly with the struggles that the clinicians go through. And then the CIOs and BMIOs, you know, the big challenge as far as integration is concerned, they're dealing with things like, you know, enterprise storage needs. They're looking across multiple different ologies, you know, radiology, cardiology, oncology, and they're saying, hey, the vendor's roadmaps are not, you know, meeting emerging standards quickly enough. You know, you might have an unresponsive or, you know, a vendor who's maybe not as caring as they want for their vendor to be. So, you know, it's challenging for them to sort of think from an enterprise perspective because every vendor is incentivized to, you know, push more within their own silo, right? So there are all of these specific challenges that I think impede some of the progress that needs to happen as far as, you know, getting to more of a, say, an enterprise or patient-centric workflow.
You can overcome some of those problems by talking to all the stakeholders in an integration and sort of understanding their problems and trying to iron those out, you know, before buying anything or ordering any services or so on and so forth, if I'm hearing you right.
You're absolutely right, Don, because, you know, if you take a step back, and, you know, so I'm not now talking specifically about UPMC, but the industry at large.
Right.
You know, the largest growing segment of the PACS market today is the replacement market. Right? So what that means is, you know, whether we like it or not, at some point, you know, we're going to be facing some of these challenges around PACS integration and application integration across the board. That, you know, right now we're seeing, you know, lots of examples of, you know, folks either consolidating systems, dealing with vendor-neutral archives, trying to look at enterprise strategies around image and content management, dealing with zero-footprint client viewers, dealing with issues of mobility. So, you know, the issues that you're pushing for, or you're encouraging in this dialogue that we're having today around integration, those are real in the industry, right? With, you know, I think the statistic that I read somewhere was 85% of the planned purchases today are replacement systems. So that's a huge challenge. But what I can absolutely say is that, you know, the way to, you know, tame this process is to really have more of a balanced project perspective, right? So if you just break it down to their essentials of people, process, and technology, you know, what you need to try to do, I think, in more ways than one, is to look at this as a big change management exercise, not just in the replacements that I referenced earlier, but also in, you know, the challenges around integrating solutions that you may currently have, or in as you expand, or as you look at more silos that may exist in the organization. And we need to look at this as one large change management exercise. We need to align the cultures throughout the organization, and we need effective leadership. I think that's one of the key factors that I've felt for a long time would be a success in an effort such as this. We need to make sure that we have the right staffing and deployment model. I think it's important to engage the stakeholders early on, make sure that we invest heavily in education and training, actually invest heavily in early on in workflow analysis. And communication is critical in ensuring that we communicate not just what we're planning, but also effectively having a two-way conversation, a two-way communication to understand what the specific needs and challenges are for the multiple different stakeholders in an exercise as big as this. So it's not, you know, all hope is not lost. I think it's absolutely possible to do this right. You know, there are multiple different challenges, you know, least of all it being sort of the lack of interoperability that you referenced earlier on. But, it's possible to do this right.
Yeah, and so for my last question, looking forward to the future, I mean, you're talking about how a lot of replacement packs are out there. There's a lot of new products that are designed for replacing legacy packs. And you know, you probably were at RSNA in Chicago last month, as was I. And you know, you walk up and down the aisles and see all these different vendors. Do you think that the interoperability, and you talk about integrating things like the ACR appropriateness criteria, you know, into those software workflows, do you think it's going to get better as we move into the future and that integrations will become simpler and more straightforward because of the advancement of features in these replacement packs?
So things have to get better. I think vendors need to continue to think beyond their current set of products and their current set of, you know, workflows that they're addressing. So even if we look at the specific, you know, problem around data migration, because what you're doing, so when we're dealing with vendor-neutral archives, when we're dealing with integration, you know, beyond two or three different solutions at the back end, data migration and content management becomes a big deal. And, you know, it's not just, you know, we've had DICOM around for a while now from the early 80s, you know, there's still lots of issues around interoperability. There are issues that DICOM has, you know, addressed in part around, you know, the chattiness that DICOM inherently has, the needs that are evolving around you know, web-based access to a zero corporate client viewer. And a lot of these things are being addressed by the DICOM committee. I'm not saying that the DICOM committee isn't addressing these, but what I'm saying is that vendors are not necessarily fully adopting some of these advancements. But there are lots of challenges when you're dealing with, say, data migration and data integration at the tax or the archive layer, whether it's around database problem migration, you know, database mitigation issues, interfaces, challenges around the hardware, and then obviously the workflow reconsiderations that need to be put in place. But I think we as an industry absolutely have to continue to think big and think broad. I think a lot of these challenges around interoperability might be limited in nature, in the sense that vendors who don't fully embrace interoperability, vendors who don't fully start thinking about some of the opportunities that, you know, what's been commonly referred to as Imaging 3.0 brings to the table, those vendors will be left out. Right. And the other vendors who truly are thinking from a broader perspective, are thinking from a more of a patient-centric perspective as opposed to an application-centric perspective, those vendors will continue to win, continue to innovate, continue to move in the right direction. So, like I said earlier, I think there is hope. I do think the industry needs to wake up overall, but I'm seeing, you know, glimmers of hope in a number of different vendors, even as you, you know, walk across the RSNA floors of vendors who are specifically actually thinking about some of these strategic challenges and opportunities.
This has been a very informative conversation. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Absolutely, Don. Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.